You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Joe, it's the Joe Starkey Show.
Joe,
it's the Joe Starkey Show.
Joe,
it's the Joe Starkey Show.
Joe,
on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
I don't know what's happening, Paul, but once again, a pre-show call to city limits was obliterated in the very first words of the show. We were going to play a joke on you where we came out and said it's the Joe Starkey Show. Come out and hit balls with Joe at Topgolf, and then eventually get to you. But City Limits began by saying, here's Joe and Paul, which completely
He's been off of his game.
It's truly amazing. Look who we're with, and we're at Topgolf, by the way. And this is, I don't know, is there a word for beyond incrinculant? This is something. T-Bird to our right here.
Yes.
Fresh off his hot dog contest win. Guess what? They haven't paid him. Pony promised to pay him, what, $500, T-Bird?
Oh, yeah.
He better come up with the cash.
You seen the money yet?
No.
When was the contest?
July 3rd.
Paul.
It's July 15th, yeah. 16th, something like that.
Maybe even the 17th. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever it is. Pony got to come up with the cash.
No money for T-Bird. This is ridiculous.
They got till the end of the month, or I'm going to have to give Tony Soprano a call.
Yeah.
You're going to have to.
Someone's going to come, right? Yes.
If there's one guy at the station who may know a loan shark, it's Zeiss.
Yes. I know plenty of them, actually.
So get after
him. A few of them who used to call on me.
You're going to have to get after them. I feel like we're sitting with a celebrity here, Paul. What's your newfound celebrity been like, T-Bird, after winning the contest by eating how many? Six?
Six.
Well, oversized hot dogs.
And to be honest, it's been underwhelming because of that, because everyone kind of comes up to me and they're like, only six? But they don't realize
they were double
the size
jointed,
of the
yeah.
hot dogs. So, yeah, maybe for the next fan hot dog eating contest, we'll use the regular Nathan's natural casing. I don't know. That's
I mean,
just
as
my
far,
opinion.
As far as I'm concerned, you ate 12.
I think it's hilarious.
That's what I thought.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's hilarious. All those other guys were talking all that trash on the radio all week long, and then he just comes in and beats them all.
Silent killer.
Were you high, T-Bird?
No. No, they just want to say that because I got long hair and tattoos, and I'm a sound engineer. But I really did it just by drinking a lot of water and expanding my stomach.
With chia seeds, I heard?
A little bit of chia seeds.
Yeah, is that cheating? Is there any rules against
no.
chia seeds?
No,
that's all part of it.
It's like working out before
He was high, Paul. I saw him before. I saw you walking in, and there was something amiss, T-Bird. You know, by the way, that would be an unbelievable strategy for winning such a contest, right?
I didn't even need it, man. I'm a true athlete.
Okay. Well, here's one. What is a chia seed? That's probably where we
I don't know.
What is a chia seed?
I mean, I guess it's what precedes the chia plant. I don't know.
Don't you get them in yogurt
little,
and stuff?
Yeah,
sometimes?
The little black seeds and like.
Yeah, I've had those.
They expand when they're in water. So.
And you read about that going into the contest?
Yeah, someone said something online. You know, I was watching videos of professional eaters, interviews. anything to expand your stomach, and the sugar kind of tricks your body into not being full.
Now, I missed the details. Was this the type of thing where you were trailing late in the game and had to pound a couple hot dogs to it seems like callous.
No, I stayed consistent the whole time. I set a pace and just kept.
That's what Callis didn't do.
Yeah, he went all in at first.
Right.
And then it's
like a marathon.
Later on. Yeah. You got to be slow and steady.
Right. Slow and steady wins the race. And
absolutely.
T-Bird personified that, Paul.
Yes.
And I'm damn proud of him.
I'm just saying, I didn't. When I heard someone talking about chia seeds.
Yeah. Now, the little known story, if I had been covering the event, is I saw T-Bird pregame get out of his car and come into the venue. Which was an unbelievable moment. And again, if I had to bet all the money I have on whether he was high or not, I'd say yes, but I believe him. I believe him here.
You wished me luck as I passed you.
I remember.
And I think that's what what helped me win.
I remember it all.
Do me a favor. Put this behind your computer.
So I'm scared, Paul.
Push this over top. Over
what
there.
Is happening here?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. This is a mess.
It's cold, too.
This is a mess. There we go.
I'm here with a couple of Pauls. Our friend Paul Nussbaum from Going Low is here. How would we describe Going Low? It's our golf Twitter site, right? Is that the best way? Yeah?
Fans golf site.
Our golf site and golf show.
And this guy shot us. I've watched him shoot a 78 at Laurel, so he's going to be taking some videos today and maybe talking to us. He's going to be on the air Saturday doing Going Low.
Okay, good.
Which is very exciting. Our friend, is it Nate? Dale? Nate and Dale, Pauls. There's a club over here at Top Golf in South Fayette. Or is it Bridgeville? Or is it both? I mean, I look up to it's both. It's South Fayette. Is South Fayette and Bridgeville, are they rivaling communities? Will we insult one by mentioning the other?
If you live in certain parts of Bridgeville, you go to South Fayette High School.
Okay, so South Fayette is a bigger – Bridgeville is in South Fayette?
I think Bridge – but I think also parts of Bridgeville, don't you also go to Char Valley?
I think so, yeah.
Bridgeville is one of those communities, I think, that's split in half
right.
between two school districts.
Well, the moral of the story is there's a club over there that they claim if you're new to golf, you can't help but hit the ball straight. It's a driver. And I just went up there, and I hit it straight a couple times without really trying.
Where is it at?
Right there. And we're going to be able to play Pebble Beach today up on these monitors, if that's your choice. There's Tiger, by the way. Look at him up there hitting the ball, Paul. I think I tore rib cartilage at Hannistown yesterday.
Yeah.
What a course that is.
Beautiful, huh? I had a great time there, too. It was fun until the rain stopped.
Until the rain came. But we got 11 in.
Yeah.
And I was starting to fall apart like the Bills in a Super Bowl anyway. I probably got out of there at the right time.
10, 11. We got 12 in, actually. Well,
yeah.
Almost 12, yeah.
Limits, how are you, other than blowing the top of the show today?
I am great, yes. Again, you know. Got in a little bit late. The morning show went a little bit long, which is okay. It happens. But other than that, I'm doing good.
T-Bird was in a panic here because you're supposed to hook us up at Bridgeville, but that was Harry Callis' fault?
Yes, that was Harry's fault. I guess T-Bird was calling, but Harry wasn't answering.
Thought or an opinion on Pony and the PM guys not paying T-Bird yet when he won this contest on July 3rd? They owe him $500.
It's outstandingly rude. I mean, they need to give T-Bird his money. He said he was going to pay rent for that. I mean, what if T-Bird gets evicted from his nice apartment?
Oh, my God, I forgot about that. In the post-game interview, you said you're paying rent. Are you late on your rent because of them?
I just moved into a new house, and I think they want me to get evicted. I think that's what's going on here.
He won the money and tried to upgrade his house.
Have you bet Pony on other stuff? Is he bad on pay-ups?
He usually pays.
He does? Okay.
He usually pays.
I trust him. I do know Pony was he was out. He was on vacation or something like that. So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
All right. Very good. Let's get started here, Paul. How about this place, though? Look at this.
Yeah.
We can. And I had them turn on our golf ball machine here. We can shoot balls all day if we want.
Well, how are you going to do that with torn
carpet? Very easily. I told you guys yesterday, and I told Paul here, I'm playing better because of the torn rib cartilage. It's forcing me to take short, little, compact swings. I swear that's why I had a 43 yesterday.
So you're going to play the Moon Open injured?
Yes, and maybe play it better. Malzy had an 88 at Oakmont yesterday. Did you hear about that? 44 on front and back.
Wow.
That's impressive.
That is pretty impressive, yes.
You've seen Malzy play, haven't you?
If he keeps the ball straight, he can score like that, you know?
Yeah, he pounds the ball.
He does.
You know who doesn't pound the ball? The Pirates. Although, they've scored way more runs in July so far. granted, it's sort of a small sample size, but I think it's fourth in the NL in runs. I think there's reason to believe there will be some more internal improvement. Although you have, as you have said, there will probably be some internal regression as well. But they're doing a decent job so far. But we all agree, including Shelty on the record the other day, saying we want a hitter. We need a hitter. Paul, there's a guy out in Oakland. I just wrote about this morning. His name is Brent Rooker. He comes cheap, which should have Bob Nutting, his eyes lighting up. $750 for the rest of this season. But the real point is, he's under team control for 3.5 more years.
Right.
So why would Oakland trade him? Because he's 29 and because you're selling high. He only has the equivalent of two major league seasons under his belt. He's a late bloomer. But he's got 51 home runs since the beginning of last season. He's seventh in OPS in all of baseball this year. It would put him like 100 points higher than the Pirates' highest guy, which is Brian Reynolds. He's a slugger who's under team control. And here's the point. I'm looking at The Athletic and places like that. They're mentioning the Reds, the Braves, the Yankees, the Phillies. And in none of them does anybody give up a top five prospect. Jim Bowden from The Athletic, we've talked about him. They proposed an Atlanta-Oakland trade in which the Braves give up two good prospects, but they're both ranked 6 through 10 in their system. Cade Cooler and Luis Ganipa are the two guys. Remember the game Ganip, Paul, when we were kids? The little ping pong balls?
Yeah.
Great game. Not a top five prospect. Listen, if there's one bidding war on earth that the Pirates should be able to win, It should be a prospect bidding war, right? They can't win any other, but they can win a prospect bidding war, or they should be able to. I mean, come on. They should be able to blow these teams out of the water. And if I hear one more time from people, even in the media here, even fans here, say, oh, the Pirates aren't ready. They're a game and a half out of a playoff spot. What do you mean they're not ready? If they'll ever be ready, they're ready now. It's their responsibility to take advantage of having one of the best young pitching prospects, maybe the best young pitcher in baseball history. What are we doing here? And there seems to be this idea that they can only make one move in the near future. They got one, and they better get it right, or the rest of the franchise history is doomed. They should be able to make several. But in this case, Paul, they don't even – one top five prospect will put them ahead of other teams.
Well, and here's the thing. I would be willing to say, why not make it a whole deal and see if you can't part with a couple of other guys and see if you can't pull the reliever from the kid from Waynesburg away too.
There was a major league executive quoted as saying that would take the Herschel Walker trade. I'm glad you mentioned that. But in baseball terms – that would probably take three of your top 10 prospects. I mean, that would be a massive deal. I'd be interested in that.
Yeah.
I would. But for starters, they got to have a hitter. They got to have a real slugger.
Or better
here.
Yet, how about the Blade guy? Blade and your boy here. What do you think that would take?
More prospect. Maybe Henry Davis thrown in the deal.
Exactly. That's my point. I tell you what I hate about every year when we get around the trade deadline is all these wonks. You know, I call them the Pirates wonks, who are more interested in keeping a bunch of guys they have no idea how good they are going to be, right?
Yeah.
But they have this romanticized idea of what these prospects are based on, you know, what they've read about them or what they've seen about them or what, you know, some scout has told them about them. They have no idea what these guys can be. The bottom line is, and I hate to say it like this, but I don't care. What I care about is the 2024 Pirates.
Yes.
And you know, I see a team that's not that far off.
I started the column by saying, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm thrilled that the Pirates drafted a bunch of high school students the other day. Maybe they can win the Whitfield title next year and beat Avonworth.
Right.
I'm a little more interested in the major league team.
Excellent.
That's the post-Skeens era that they're getting ready for.
Right.
With high school kids. Are you kidding me?
And the thing about it is, you don't know if any of them are going to be any good.
Sure.
I mean, I keep hearing about Tamar Johnson. I would love for one of these prospect people, you know, that I would love for one of them to explain to me how they know definitively he's going to be a really good major
right.
league player.
And I'm not against, obviously, drafting high school kids.
I'm not
Some
either.
Of the greatest players in I'm major league against, history are high school kids.
I'm not against having a farm system. What I am against, however, is treating your farm system like it's equal with your major league team, which it's not.
Hoarding these prospects, and I'm actually insulted by some of what I've heard lately, because it implies that people calling for a trade in which you deal one top five prospect, not even Bubba Chandler, one, and then maybe one or two others, let's say in your top 10 to 15, that you're just a fan, that you sound like a fan out there who wants to trade all your, you know, get their good player and get rid of a bunch of valuable young prospects. Like somehow this is, you know, a joke, or you're uninformed somehow by saying this. I'm reading that the Atlanta Braves, who last I checked are pretty good, that a realistic trade proposal would send two of their 6 to 10 top prospects to Oakland for a guy who is hitting like Bryce Harper and like Christian Yelich and people like that this year, and right. has 3.5 years of team control.
No, absolutely.
What's so crazy about that? What would be so crazy about sending Henry Davis and Thomas Harrington to Oakland for Brent Rooker?
Right.
Why would that be crazy? I still have an elite catching prospect in Rodriguez. Joey Bart actually looks like he could stick around for a while. I still have Bubba Chandler and every single one of my top prospects except one, which is Thomas Harrington. I have an organizational crisis with hitters. I've got no homegrown hitters who are high impact on my major league team. Not one. Nick Gonzalez could get there. He's not there yet. And I have none in the minors who are knocking on the door.
Right.
Tamar Johnson, is, like you said, in Class A.
Right.
I've got nobody at AAA who would be described as a young hitter knocking on the door. I saw where they've played 80 some games and not one guy there has double digit homers. It's an organizational crisis. That's the crazy thing. The crazy thing is not saying, hey, maybe they should trade one of their top five guys for a 29 year old elite slugger right now in Major League Baseball.
Right. That's the thing about it, is if you've got 2 or 3 years of control, you're not just going to get a rental. You know what I mean? It's not like you're going to, you know, so to me, would you rather have 2 or 3 years of a guy who's proven he can do it at a major league level, or hang on to one of these prospects who you have no idea if he'll ever help you?
Yeah, for what,
like,
I would say.
To me, like, the Pirates have to get to a point now where they start really, really worrying about now.
Yes.
This is now to a point where you're not going to get away with this piecemeal. Well, we're going to piecemeal it together for the next, because we're not quite ready. And then next year, you know, who knows what happens.
But some people hear what you just said and say, oh, so you think they should trade, you know, their top three prospects? No, they might not even have to touch their top three to get this guy. The Reds are in on this guy. And they're proposing deals in some of the reports I see, where the Reds would give up 3 of their top 13 prospects, but none in the top 5.
Yeah, yeah.
None.
But here's my thing. If I told you right now you could have Vlad Jr. for Tamar Johnson and Salamedo, you mean to tell me you wouldn't do that?
In a second.
Tomorrow?
In a second. It's not.
And you know what? I'd throw Mitch Jeb in there, too.
You can't throw Jeb in there.
Throw Mitch
He's going to be
in
Derek Jeter in 8 years.
You know what I'm saying? My point is, you can't touch these guys. Well, it depends on what the return is. Do you know what I'm saying? It depends on what the return is for me before you tell me I can't touch this guy or I can't touch that guy.
The idea that I keep hearing is, well, the Pirates aren't ready yet for something like that. They're not good enough yet. They might never be more ready. Well, you know, take 8 seconds and Google pitcher injuries. That's all you need to know. All I know is right now, as we sit here on whatever the date is, T-Bird, any idea?
None of us. I think
the three of us have no idea what date. The time is 10:22 on July 18th. All I know is the Pirates are a game and a half out of a playoff spot. The division is still within reach. and they have maybe the greatest young pitcher in the history of baseball, healthy and at the height of his powers right now. If that's not being ready, then I don't know what is. Do they have a flawed lineup, maybe a bad one? Yes, they do. I don't see many 27 Yankees lineups out there, though.
That's the key to me.
More to the point, this team is built for a short series or three.
Right, right.
Just try to get there. And if you don't, then Brent Rooker is still here for the next 3 years.
Right.
Well, what? Who argues against this? 412-928-9370. The thing
about it, I would tell you, is most of these, again, it's the same group of people that are so beholden to this idea that we must hoard prospects for, you know, because that's the way we're going to build a team.
Yeah.
As I've said before, the most unrealistic idea and thought is that you can bring all of your prospects together and they're all going to be great at the same time.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Neil Huntington went through a huge rebuild. I would say it wasn't even McCutchen wasn't even his guy. Was Neil Walker wasn't even his guy. So of all the guys that all the prospect hoarding they did under Huntington, how many of those guys became impact players over a long period of time? You or I could have picked Gerrit Cole, so forget about him. That's the top pick in the draft. How many? Like Polanco didn't turn out if that was even a Huntington guy in the international market. Marte became a really good player, and I can't even remember if he was Huntington or Littlefield. Pedro flamed out. Anybody else? Tyone got good elsewhere. He was hurt, bad break, but again, you or I could have picked him too. How many guys did they trade for? Did they draft who turned out? It's such a low percentage.
Absolutely.
So when you have a chance to parlay, listen, we can all, if the deal was made today, let's say Solomato, Harrington, and then somebody else in the lower regions of their top 20, two young pitchers and a guy like that, we would all wake up tomorrow. They would still have Bubba Chandler. They would still have Tamar Johnson. They would still have Braxton Ashcraft.
Right.
And they would still have Paul Skeens and Jared Jones and Mitch Keller. And now they would have an absolute thumper in the middle of their order. A guy who has a 942 OPS, which is just behind Gunnar Henderson.
Well,
a guy who has 51 homers since the beginning of last season and is only 29 and could be here for 3.5 years.
If you remember, when they, in the wild card 2013 year, their catcher was Russell Martin. Was he homegrown?
Nope.
Gabby Sanchez?
Nope.
Was the first baseman? No. Neil Walker was homegrown, but guess what? He was drafted by the general manager before.
Yes.
Before that, the general manager at the time. Clint Barmas, not homegrown. Pedro was homegrown. Pedro was, so that's two. Starling Marte, wasn't he a trade from the Dodgers, I think? Or
was he? I thought he was an international signing.
He
might
have been an international signing. You're right. So we'll say he was homegrown. Kutch, obviously. Travis Snyder was not homegrown. Gerrit Jones was not homegrown.
Most importantly, Liriano and Burnett were not homegrown.
Marlon Byrd, not homegrown, right?
Right.
I mean, if you look through that lineup, Burnett, Liriano, not homegrown. Morton and Locke were traded for, weren't they?
Yes.
They were traded for. Wandy Rodriguez was not homegrown.
Grilly, Melanson.
That's what I'm saying.
Watson. I don't think any of those guys were homegrown. Was Watson? I can't, but I get your point.
My point, but Watson, I think, was a holdover from the regime before. Tony Watson was.
Yeah.
And actually, I'm looking, wait. Well, there he is, right here. Let me look at Tony Watson.
So, yes, your point overall is that only a certain percentage turned out?
Tony Watson was drafted by the Marlins.
There you go.
There you have it.
So, here's the other thing.
Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. He went to school then. I'm sorry. Okay, he went to school and then the Pirates drafted him.
Okay.
So, he's homegrown.
Very good.
Yes.
So, I'm calling up the A's general manager, David Forrest, if I'm Ben Cherington. I'm saying, what's your best offer for Rooker? I assume you're dealing him. He's 29. You guys are looking to get younger. You're looking to sell high. He doesn't have to say that. This guy's on the block because he's 29, because he only has a couple seasons under his belt, because you're selling high. What's your best offer? I'll blow it out of the water. What's your best offer? I will blow it out of the water.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, and to me, here's what I'm going to tell you. Where's it at here? Go here. What?
Yes.
What? Give me 1 second. Yes. Here. I'm looking to some of the. Okay, so if you were to tell the A's that you want Bledé, Rooker, and Miller, what do you think that package would be?
Probably 6 of your top 10 in Henry Davis. That would be like that executive that was quoted for Miller. It would be a Herschel Walker trade, whatever the equivalent of that is in baseball. But here's the other thing: Miller is maybe not likely, but desiring and possibly going to be a starter next year. Can you imagine Miller, Skeens, Jones, Keller, and Chandler as your rotation?
What if it took 5 of your top 10 prospects?
Yeah.
Davis and Sawinski, would you do that deal?
In a heartbeat. Now, a lot of people would hear that and say, these guys are getting crazy, but they'd be the same people that when the deal was announced would be shouting from the rooftops how great it is.
Right. You get 2 outfielders and, a guy, and then you know what you could do? Backfill from some of your prospects by trading Chapman to a contender, then Perez to a contender, and maybe even Gonzalez to a contender.
Yes.
And you still have a rotation that can win. You still have
what are those things, Paul? I'm sorry to interrupt.
What?
Can we have some of those? Those little things that are fried in their little balls? Those in that basket? Yes. This is unbelievable.
This guy.
We're getting tater tots and chicken fingers. Anyway, I interrupted you.
Now I can't even remember what I was talking about. I know. But my point is, you could backfill some of those.
T-Bird, if you're high again, you're going to be all over those things, right?
I'm just chilling here, man.
All right. I'm sorry.
If you have. Okay, let's try this again. If you have those 2 guys and you have Miller, even if you offload Chapman and Perez. And it doesn't matter that you offloaded Sawinski because you've got 2 outfielders. You know what I mean? So your outfield is now Bledé, Rooker, and Reynolds is your outfield now, right? And then you've got Miller in your bullpen as your setup guy to Bednar. You know what
I mean? It would be ridiculous. It would be unbelievable. And you could sign me up for it.
And here's my thing. My thing is, what have you really given up?
Well, in that case, you've given up of your system, but that still would be okay because you're still really, really young with your pitching. But if we just stuck to Rooker before all that, I'd love to hear an argument against it.
My point is, when is Tamar Johnson going to help this team?
Maybe never, and maybe in 3 years.
In 3 years, okay? In 3 years.
With all the high school shortstops they have.
And guess what? In 3 years... they'll probably be a year away from having to trade Skeens.
Give us a package.
All I'm saying is, what have you really given up? Well, Bubba Chandler, okay, you've given up a pitching prospect.
All right, Paul, we're back. We're at Topgolf here. We're presenting trades with the Oakland A's. The Pirates could go wild and go for the Herschel Walker deal with just take Mason Miller, Bledé, and Rooker. But we started today. And I would sign up for that, by the way, especially if Miller became a starter like there's talk of him doing next season.
Right.
But what about just Rooker for now? The complications or the drawbacks, there's a couple. I mean, he's a late bloomer. Is this going to be for real moving forward? You have to ask yourself that. And also, he really doesn't play a position. He can't really field. To which I say, who cares? Like he can if he has to go out there. And what does that mean for McCutchen? I don't know. Maybe McCutchen or Rooker would have to play the outfield if this trade were ever going to happen. Maybe they'd have to do it once in a while with Michael A. Taylor as a defensive replacement. I don't know. Those are details for later. I don't give a crap. The guy can leave his glove in his car. They need a bat like this. Yeah. And he would have to get in the lineup period. This right now is one of the elite bats in Major League Baseball who, by all industry talk, can be had for a relatively cheap price in return.
Right, exactly.
So do it. I'd love people to step up with some realistic trade packages and what you're willing to part with. And if you're suffering from PDS, prospect derangement syndrome,
right,
give us a call and maybe we can help, because I'm telling you that the Pirates can get one of the best hitters in baseball, power hitters in baseball right now, maybe giving up one top five prospect and a couple in their top 10 to 15. At the most, three. So one top five, and let's say you're 9 and 12 prospects, and have a guy who's under team control for 3.5 years. 3.5 years at the age of 29. I'd love to hear an argument why anybody wouldn't do that. Because, again, like I said, you wake up tomorrow, you very likely still have Bubba Chandler and Termar Johnson and most, nearly all of your top pitching prospects.
Right.
And your lineup is radically changed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Paul and I are out at Top Golf in South Fayette here. Come on out and join us. Take some shots today. Have some fun.
They also have the people from Bell's Oberon Ale are here handing out samples of Two-Hearted IPA. So,
did you sample it?
Of course I have it. Come on, Joe. They're going to give
a little Bell's beer.
They're going to have sample beer. Now, I'm not an IPA guy, but, you know, this is actually a pretty good IPA, but it's Bell's Oberon Ale. So we thank them for coming, Joe.
Yes, sir.
They're having some sort of event here all day. So
awesome.
If you're
Donnie, football just walked through the door.
It's because he heard there was beer.
He has an Iron City shirt on. He's ready to drink.
It's because he heard there's beer here.
This guy is incredible.
Right?
Donnie, grab a microphone, will you, for a second?
I got that money.
This guy's a legend. Donnie, grab the headset. Why haven't you guys paid up with this hot dog eating champion here? You owe him $500.
It's not my money.
It's your show's money.
Hey, that's Pony's deal there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Can you put a little pressure on him? This is an outrage. This guy's got to pay his rent.
I already texted
him. He said
that
at the post-game interviews.
I was listening on the way in. I texted Pony and I said, why has T-Bird not gotten his money yet?
Right.
Exactly. What did he say?
And he said, I'll work on that today. I said, what is there to work on? Give the guys
that
money.
Doesn't sound promising. Especially, what, work on? Was he arranging a loan? What does he mean, he'll work on
especially
it?
Especially Pony, the guy, you know, he makes, what, $500,000-$600,000 a year. He should be able to pull $500.
Right. He's got all these extra shows on the weekend.
You know what I'm
he's done national.
Yeah.
Fork over the $500 or get Mulsey to do
seriously.
It.
Seriously.
How are you, Donnie?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. You're doing the show on Friday, I hear.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
With
yeah,
Jason
tomorrow
Mackey.
Is Friday. With Jason Mackey.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Wait, did you get the Mackey planner?
That wasn't on my Mackey planner.
That wasn't on the Mackey planner.
Well, good luck to you two, and we appreciate it. Are you going to hit some golf balls?
Yeah, I'll try to hit a couple here. Probably embarrass myself. But
well, you can use the old school wood driver right there.
Well, I'm going to use some of the lefties they have for us because I am a lefty.
He's a lefty. How about that? Just like Paul Nussbaum.
Yes.
Nussbaum.
That works out well.
Come hit a show. See if you can hit a ball like Nussbaum. Here.
Yeah, watch this
come
guy.
On over here.
He hits this thing 280 right down the pipe. This guy is a legend.
Come on, this guy.
T-Bird, on the other hand, didn't hit 280. He hit it two.
Does he understand?
T-Bird hit a pop-up to
about where I would go.
Yeah, he hit a pop-up to the catcher.
We want to watch you hit your driver, okay?
This guy's unbelievable.
This isn't you know, you're out there trying to help your handicap. We want to watch you hit the ball, okay?
Did I mention 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Dodge, Route 19,
Donnie,
Peters Township?
Donnie, I know you're a beer guy.
Bills. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Does he have beer? Did you give him beer?
I said, Bell's Oberyn Ale is here to give you a two-hearted IPA right
ooh.
There.
Play hooky from – play. Look at this guy. Play hooky from work today and join us at Top Golf for the first round of Royal Troon, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's already past 10 a.m. We're going to be broadcasting here, watching the Open. Sample Bell's beer, as Paul mentioned. Watch day one from Royal Troon and win prizes. Paul – you mentioned there's big news in the local media scene. The Steelers have tapped Rob King to replace Bill Hillgrove on radio play-by-play.
Yes.
How about that?
And we had talked.
Congratulations to Rob.
We had talked along the way about that being, you know, coming down to maybe him and Pompeiani and a couple other guys. I think the good thing is, you know, there was reports that there was an outside guy that was involved in the interview process. I'm glad they hired Rob, you know what I mean, who's a guy. Now, is he from here? I know Rob King is.
He's from Cooperstown.
Right.
Baseball Hall of Fame territory, but he's been here forever.
He's been
forever.
Here for so long.
Yeah.
That, you know what I mean? He might as well be, you know, a Pittsburgher.
And Billy Hillgrove will continue calling play-by-play right here for Pitt football and men's basketball, and we play golf. With his grandson Jack yesterday.
Yeah, that was
what
fun.
A treat that was. He pounds the golf ball, huh?
Yeah, we'll have to do that again soon. You know, and obviously, you know, Hannistown was a great course for us.
Wonderful. Huh? Jack and I had a panic moment when it rained.
Yeah, well.
I started yelling at him, and then he yelled back at me. He was a student of mine at Waynesburg, and there was a panic when it started pouring.
You know, the and this is why we have to get back out there to Hannistown, is 3, 4, and 5 are probably the three best holes on the course.
Yeah.
And we were just getting to that point when it rained.
We'll get there. So. We'll get there again very soon, in fact. All right, Paul, let's get to the phones. We suggested Pirates trades at the start, particularly out in Oakland. There's a 29-year-old slugger named Brent Rooker who's on the block. 3.5 years of team control. Making .750 this year, and he's hitting basically, you know, he's right around Gunnar Henderson in OPS. That's all you need to know. 51 homers, and the packages I've seen that could be offered for him by the likes of Jim Bowden at the Athletic, the Pirates should be able to blow those out of the water. They should, by just including one top five guy, and then, you know, maybe a top 10, and then maybe one other guy lower in your system. That should do it, or maybe they have interest in Henry Davis. Would you do that? 412-928-9370.
There's a lot of people that are, like, freaking out that you keep mentioning Henry Davis.
Yeah.
I'm not a baseball scout. I'm not a baseball expert.
Yeah.
But I would be willing to bet a decent amount of money that Henry Davis never becomes – that star player or even anywhere close to that star player they drafted at 1-1.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
to me, if he's got value now because there's other teams that think that maybe they still can, you know, do something with him, you know what I'm saying? I trade him.
Plus the Pirates have another catching prospect, like big time in their system, Andy Rodriguez. Andy Rodriguez and Joey Bart is here and doing a decent job. I wouldn't be thrilled to give up on Henry Davis. I wouldn't. But to get a guy who's hitting like Gunnar Henderson right now, who's 29, what are we doing here?
Wait. Gunnar Henderson?
What did I say?
You said Gunnar Henderson.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
He's the 23-year-old shortstop for the Orioles, who, along with Paul Skeens, might be the most untouchable guy on any roster right now.
No, that's what I meant.
Huh?
That's what I meant.
What?
That Brent Rooker is hitting like Gunnar Henderson.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you I was confused. I was like, wait a minute, Gunnar Henderson.
I thought I got the name wrong. I thought I went full Ron Cook there.
There was a report.
Gunnar Henderson.
Yeah. No, Gunnar Henderson, honestly, if you someone asked me this in my mailbag yesterday. It's actually a good question.
Yeah.
Is Paul Skeens, given his age, contract, years of control, talent level, the most valuable player right now on any roster in baseball?
Yes.
And I'd have to say yes.
I think so.
And I'd have to say the second most is probably him.
Yeah. And the guy that we're talking about getting from the A's is about 8 points different from this guy in OPS.
Right. But he's 6 years older.
Yeah,
that's part of it. My point is this guy is another guy that's got, 4 or 5 years more of, you know, team control before they even have to worry about paying him.
Right.
He's 23. His OPS is ridiculous. His OPS plus is ridiculous. He's an incredible shortstop. I mean, my thing is Skeens is probably the most valuable player. I actually had to think about it because, to be honest, okay, maybe Ohtani's a better player than Skeens, but he comes at a $500 or $700 million price tag.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you think about it, probably Skeens is the most valuable player on any roster.
Look at Donnie Football, a lefty here. This is interesting, Paul, as he steps to the tee. He has horrible form, doesn't he?
Did you see the two?
There he goes. Oh, my.
There we go. That went far.
It didn't even go 20 feet. Let's go to the phones, shall we? Limit. Donnie just took a shot at me saying I can't golf every day like some other people I know. Let's go to the phones here. Limits, who we got?
Anthony in Oakland.
What's up, Anthony?
Gentlemen, I love the wishful thinking, but there's one impediment to that, and he's called the owner. And this team will not do what it needs to be, where we need it to be, until somehow he's extracted from there. And we get an owner in here who's a real billionaire, who's not really concerned about pennies and dimes.
Well, you're accused. Wait a second. You're accusing us of pie in the sky talk, and now you're engaging in the very same thing. The thing that would make this deal palatable, Anthony, for Bob Nutting, would be that now you've got Gunnar Henderson on my mind. Brent Rooker is incredibly cheap and controllable for 3.5 more years. That's why this is a different animal than these people who are saying, yeah, let's bring in, you know, a rental and Cody Bellinger and pay him $15 million the rest of the year. This is way more palatable for the owner.
You want to attack the A's because let's be very clear. They are hemorrhaging money. They're getting like 1,000 fans a game. They're about to go into a minor league stadium, and that Vegas deal looks like it's blowing up. So if you're a shrewd organization, that's the team you want to go after, even if you have to throw money in it.
We agree, and thank you for the call. The A's are a team you go at, and the White Sox are teams. They're the kind you go after. There's not many sellers out there anymore.
No, what's funny is the A's seem to be able to figure out every so often how to have good teams for a couple of years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then they sell off, and they seem to be find another. I mean, I think one of the things that's going to happen over the next week, though, Joe, is if you look at the standings, there's going to be probably a couple more teams that turn into sellers.
Well, let's hope that people don't portray the Pirates that way, because their schedule's difficult coming out of the break, starting with the Phillies.
What I'm saying right now, you know, I can make a case that Toronto, the Angels, Oakland, and the White Sox are all sellers now, okay? And here's the thing. Detroit and Texas probably are a bad week away from being sellers on that side. And then you've got Miami, Colorado are probably sellers. I'd be willing to bet Washington is a bad week away from being a seller. So, you know, I think there's probably going to be a few more sellers than people think. You know, there's this idea that basically there's two teams you can buy from and that's it. Well, maybe not.
Yeah, so what you're saying is there's going to be people out there, and there's going to be some bidding wars. And like I said, the Pirates are never going to win a bidding war when it involves money. But when it involves prospects, they should be at the head of the class. They should be the Vegas favorite to win a prospect bidding war, no matter who they're fighting with. All right, coming up. What is coming up? We're out at Top Golf. You can meet Donnie Football. He's out here taking left-handed swings. Paul, I want to see this guy take a full swing. He's a very aggressive man on the air. Let's see him take a full swing, right?
Right.
Come on, Donnie.
Would you like?
You can meet him. He's out here right now. You can meet us and sample some Bell's beer, maybe win some prizes, take a few shots, maybe get on Going Low on the Fan.
Did you like me hitting the old school?
That was awesome.
1950s wooden club there.
I love that club. I did it too, and it goes, man. Ron covered the unveiling of that club back in 46.
Yeah.
What do we have here, Limits? Can you tell me?
We have Lanny Fritteri joining us at 11:40. Parado joining us at noon. Jeff Hathorne at 1. We have a lot of quotes and clips from Derek Shelton. And we also have our predictions, if you want to go over that, from the start of the year. I've clipped it up. Our home run leader, biggest disappointment, biggest surprise, and breakout players.
We'll get to all of that, plus a quiz show at 12:40. This is going to be big.
Look at this show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.